Diane Roberts here, bringing you some new, fresh-picked prose. Jennifer Schomburg-Kanke is a visiting professor at FSU. Here's her essay titled, The Unworkable Equation.
She saw the picture for the first time last week. Grandmother Harris, recognizably stern even at 19. Her Uncle Nick, pale as ever, dirty diaper, no shirt. And all the dark faces of her grandmother's siblings that she never knew existed. Some almost as light as her grandmother, others not. She wants this equation to work out to less than 1/32. There are no other pictures but the pictures of the mind, and her grandmother passed none of those down. It's an equation Grandmother Harris worked hard to erase. It's rude to demand that a woman like her show her work, to say, "Show me how you did it. Tell me who I am." To make her tell the stories of how she quit school at 13, then got away to Akron during the war, and the other factory girls would say, "You must spend a fortune at the salon to get those curls." And she doesn't say, "It's natural." Only, "It's not as expensive as you'd think." She never lies, but never says the truth everyone expects is their right to know. She did the civic duty of the pretty girl and wrote a soldier daily. Didn't tell him about her son until the wedding was set. Never told him about anyone else. "They're all dead. I have no people." This is how the equation starts to balance. These are the secrets her grandmother has taken with her in her mauve pantsuit, in her gray casket. The answer key is silent and still.